Understanding and Managing Neediness by Max Jenker. Neediness is one of the most common problems preventing people from getting back together with their ex. Roughly speaking, 80% of my readers broke up with their ex and have difficulties getting them back solely because of their neediness. Chances are, you're in the same shit-stained boat. I define neediness as prioritizing your ex's perception of you over your perception of yourself. When you're needy, you care more about what your ex feels, thinks, and believes than what you feel, think, and believe. And it's this prioritization that leads to all unattractive behaviors, whether directly or indirectly. Let's take Needy Nelly for example. When talking with her ex, Needy Nelly will expend her effort in trying to piece together what her ex's perception of her is and cater her behavior to what she thinks he wants. If he thinks poorly of her, she will feel as if she has low self-worth. If he thinks highly of her, she'll think she has high self-worth. Essentially, she will allow her ex's perception of her to have a complete control over her moods and self-worth. She will also try to get her ex's affection, approval, and validation to compensate for the lack of affection, approval, and validation she fosters for herself. Even her goal of getting back with her ex will be rooted not in love, but her abiding fear that she alone is not enough. Assuming your ex already reached out to you at some point and shown initial attraction, your level of neediness determines how much or how little your ex will be reattracted to you. The more needy behaviors you display, the lower their attraction becomes. The less needy behaviors you display, the higher their attraction becomes. The source of neediness. Neediness stems from A. Undervaluing yourself, B. Overvaluing your ex, or C. A combination of both. The undervaluing yourself problem stems from low self-esteem and self-worth and is consciously realized by a series of negative beliefs about oneself and then manifested through needy, unattractive behavior. The overvaluing your ex problem stems from some sort of complex or neuroses surrounding the opposite sex. These people can have high self-esteem and self-worth in many areas of their life, i.e. business, education, social life, etc. However, when confronted with their ex, they instinctively subjugate themselves to their opinions and desires and become needy. These two causes of neediness often appear simultaneously. However, they may also appear separately in certain cases. The overvaluing your ex is usually the easier fix. It's just a matter of reorienting some of a person's unhealthy overestimations of their ex and getting them to respect themselves a little more in their presence. It's the undervaluing yourself issue that's a difficult fix, mainly because low self-esteem and self-worth individuals are often piss poor at accurately interpreting their own experiences and behaviors, and until they learn how to do this, their progress occurs slowly or there is no progress at all. How neediness looks like. Below are some of the most common ways neediness manifests itself. By discovering how neediness looks like, you will hopefully grow more aware of it when it starts seeping out of your behaviors and thus increase your chances of managing it successfully. That is, before it sabotages your love life. You frequently try to impress your ex and get their admiration and approval. You frequently seek validation, attention, and affection from your ex. Men, you start acting emotionless, domineering, or brash because you want your ex to view you as an alpha male. Women, you start acting overly submissive and too agreeable because you want your ex to view you as a proper woman. You keep overanalyzing or are trying to figure out the hidden meaning behind your ex's words and actions. You call or text your ex with the intention of figuring out whether they still like you or not. You keep taking your ex to the fanciest and best places in town. You're treating your ex as a celebrity and frequently try to prove yourself to them. You keep checking your phone every few minutes or hours to see if your ex called or texted you back. You've made your ex the primary source of happiness, fulfillment, and life meaning. You keep stumbling over yourself by constantly buying your ex gifts. You keep analyzing your own neediness level while you're talking to your ex. You're trying to change yourself for your ex, or you keep trying to change them. How to spot needy behavior in yourself. Any behavior you display can be needy or non-needy. What determines whether it's needy or not and the degree to which it is needy are your intentions behind the behavior. You could tell your ex when on a first date after your breakup how much they mean to you and propose getting back together out of sheer curiosity. Or you could sit there, act indifferent, like you don't give a shit about them when you actually do, and have them propose the idea of getting back together. The former behavior is non-needy. You're speaking your truth. You intend to unabashedly express what you feel and accept any response your ex gives you. The latter behavior, however, is needy. You're acting like you don't care whether or not your ex gets back with you, while in reality, you do care. So much, in fact, that you intend to manipulate them to get them back. Another example. You can text your ex to return your favorite t-shirt with the intention of gauging their interest or because you genuinely want the shirt back. Again, the former behavior is needy, since you're using your favorite shirt as an excuse to reach out to your ex, while not caring whether or not you get the shirt back. In contrast, the latter behavior is non-needy, since you're solely reaching out because you want your shirt back. Now, before you start thinking, can't I just fake my intentions? The answer is no. You can't do it. It's impossible, at least for the long term. Sure, it may work for some time, but eventually your neediness will find a way to seep through your behaviors and sabotage your reconciliation efforts. The right way to go about managing neediness. First of all, let's be clear. We're all human, we all look for validation from our ex if we still like them, we all care what they think about us to a certain degree. Neediness never really goes away, and that's fine. Your goal should never be to eliminate neediness. Not only is that unrealistic, it's also impossible. The more you will try to get rid of your neediness, the more it will expand. Besides, eliminating it would also mean gutting yourself of all emotions and empathy. And that's not a healthy way to live life. Instead, your goal should be to better manage your neediness, to reprioritize your perception of yourself in relation to the perceptions of your ex. You want to focus on validating yourself more and less on receiving validation from them. External validation will always exist and will always matter, but the more internal validation we create, the less the external validation will matter. So it's a relative goal you're looking for, not an absolute one. And it will shift from interaction to interaction. For instance, it's healthy and normal to exhibit a higher need for validation and occasional neediness from a partner of 10 years, but it's not healthy or normal to need a lot of validation or to display repeated neediness if that partner just dumped you. How to manage your neediness. To overcome neediness, you must A. avoid needy behaviors like the ones listed a few paragraphs ago, B. overcome certain limiting beliefs like I'm not an attractive, lovable, or worthy person, and C. start taking care of and investing in yourself, mainly with the aim of becoming invested in your own self-perception more than the perception your ex has of you. In a nutshell, overcoming neediness translates to run-of-the-mill self-improvement. Now, this topic is beyond the scope of this article. In fact, it's a topic I'm wrestling with throughout the majority of articles on my website. So rather than regurgitating everything they say, here are links to some of the best ones. The Inferiority Gap, an article explaining how high self-worth makes a person attractive and how to build up yours so you become attractive. How to get your ex back and keep them. Apart from the obvious, This article will give you a solid foundation of where to start investing in yourself to become more non-needy and attractive. Attachment styles explained. A theory explaining why your relationships fail and succeed and how to make the next one work out. Your ex is not special. A short riff on why you shouldn't put your ex on a pedestal and treat them like a celebrity. Fuck indifference. Inspired by my favorite book, this article argues that to get your ex back, you should start caring about something more important than getting back with your ex. How to stop feeling worthless after a breakup. A step-by-step guide on breaking limiting beliefs around your self-worth and creating empowering ones to take their place. Change your mind about getting your ex back. This article is a look at how getting an ex back might look like if you weren't constantly worrying about what they thought of you, aka if you weren't being needy all the time. Your ex will never see your value as a person if you don't value yourself first. And throwing yourself into self-improvement is the only thing that will demonstrate that value to them. However, coming back to intentions, there is a fine line between improving yourself for the right and wrong ones. If you're trying to improve yourself because you genuinely want to, you're doing it solely for the sake of personal self-improvement, then your attempts at doing so are non-needy and attractive. But if you're trying to improve yourself for your ex or anyone other than yourself, then your attempts at doing so are needy and unattractive. Think of it in terms of the classic Wayne Dyer quote, "Loving others starts with loving yourself. If you don't love yourself, nobody else will. Not only that, you won't be good at loving anyone else. Love starts with the self."